Hello, welcome to Microshop Finland. I'm Dave Pearce. Today I'm joined by Virus at Hammerfest 9. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent, great. Which bands would you say inspired and influenced you?
For Virus or just music in general?
Music in general.
Too many. Like, way too many to name, man. Way too many. Like, you know, like, Rush.
Obviously, we've all got different musical influences as individuals. Coke's obviously diehard thrash. From the second he wakes up, he's thrash. But I personally grew up with a lot of thrash, like Metallica, Exodus, Testament, stuff like that. But my heart's always been in like progressive metal and rock, like Genesis, Rush, Dream Theater, stuff like that. So maybe a little bit of the Eagles, Gloria Estefan, Shania Twain. I like a little bit of that as well.
He's not joking.
So I will recite the whole album start to finish, but I won't because it's an interview.
After party. There's thrash metal bands that I really like listening to that influence what I'm playing now, but my influences go back. It's always classic rock, blues rock, psychedelic blues rock, that kind of 60s, 70s, those bands are in that time. That's what I grew up listening to. But there's loads of other stuff on top of it. Reggae, funk, soul, everything. All the stuff, like it's all music, it's all notes, it can all be turned into thrash and in some way, you know. So
Miles Davis to violence.
So it's just it keeps it interesting as well. It's good to have an open mind, I think.
How would you describe your style of music for anyone who has never heard of Virus before?
I don't want to say the catchphrase.
Thermonuclear thrash.
It's what we're supposed to say.
Really intense thrash, really old school. You can definitely hear the old school kind of influences in even the newer stuff we're writing. But I think for someone new who was listening to the band, I would say, don't take completely too seriously, really. I'd say, like, but we're just all having fun playing it. It's just good songs, they're fast, they're fun. It's just that kind of music, I'd say.
How long has Virus been together?
This lineup. Probably over a year now. It took a while learning all the older material before we started writing new stuff, so about a year or so it's taken us to get up to speed with all the older stuff in writing. Like, we've got a full 10-track album right now, ready to go. We're going to start on that when we get home.
Did you know Virus before you joined? Or
I did. I've known Coke since I was about 15.
So, how would you say the music has changed? The sound of the band has changed over the years.
The time I met Coke, he wasn't playing with Virus. He was playing in another band at that point. So I didn't actually listen to him at all when I was younger because I didn't know. I was doing very different musical things back then. So like I didn't. It's not the sort of thing that would have interested me. But I learned to appreciate it a lot more. I bumped into Coke at the pub when he was looking for some new guys to fill his shoes, I suppose.
Excellent. Right. Now, I did ask about the second time Virus has been to Hammerfest. First time was in 2009. What do you expect for tonight?
We don't know.
No?
No.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I just can't wait to get on and start playing, really. There's some great bands. It's going to be a really good atmosphere. There's plenty of people. It's gonna be good fun tonight.
This is our first time as a new lineup to Hammerfest, obviously. So it's first time in Wales actually for me. This is a very new experience. Yeah. So everything's
the drive
new.
Here was amazing.
And normally it's snowing or raining, so we're all right this time.
It's not too bad
out there.
It was so hot when we got here. Yeah. We got here like 2 o'clock or something. It was boiling outside.
How easy is it to choose a set list for the concert?
It's not too bad. I mean, there's songs that sort of ones that are always in the set. Some of the sort of classic virus ones that they're known for. But we're promoting the new album as well. And although the album's not completely, it's not completely recorded. We've got one single off it recorded.
Yeah.
The songs are all written, so we've been getting them tighter by playing them live. Which I think that's going to help speed the album along as well.
Last EP, New Strain of Old Disease, came out in 2014. How well was that received by the fans? Did you know about that?
No, not at that time anyway.
No.
I don't think.
That was
2015, because Coke was staying in London when all that happened.
Yeah.
We were all up in Dundee at that point. So I don't know, I can't remember when we came back up to Dundee. Would it have been 2015 or something?
It was 2015, I'm pretty sure.
I think we maybe only really got those.
Yeah.
As soon as we sort of joined up.
Yeah, that was my introduction to virus.
It's the first
thing we heard.
As for like fans and how it's kind of changed how they receive virus, I think it kind of shows a bit more of an aggressive but kind of mature sound, a bit more polished in the songwriting,
I'd say. I think so from the older stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a progression there, I'd say.
Right. You did mention it a bit, but is there anything in the pipeline regarding a new album?
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
Evolution Apocalypse. Due to be out middle of April, possibly end of April.
Probably be later than that.
Yeah.
It'll be that's when we're aiming for, but give it take a few weeks here and there.
Right.
Because we've got a couple more shows coming up. We've got Mosh Against Cancer down in Coventry. And we've got Pinterfest up here in June.
Pinterfest in June, yeah.
25th,
I think.
Yeah, but as soon as we go back home after tonight, we'll be working straight on the album.
Yeah.
Just trying to get recorded as quick as possible. I mean, that's 10 songs ready to go. One of them is recorded.
Yeah.
So we've got the artwork. It's looking good. We'll get it out soon, hopefully. Everything's sort of prepared and ready to go. It's just a case of actually getting it finished.
Kind of like the next most exciting thing to playing here tonight as well. Solely over the past couple of months, we've been trying to work hard on the album, but it's been difficult with the first time for us getting to come down here and play.
So Excellent. When was the last time, it's the fans' question, when was the last time you were totally starstruck?
When I met Coke in Paris.
Oh, you are.
He's going to love you.
I don't know. Last time I was starstruck. I've not really met.
Come on, it was when you saw my covers band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's what it was. I can't think of it. Have I met anyone?
The last sort of people we met or something would probably be Onslaught, I think. They played at Bannerman's in Edinburgh last year, and we went through to see them.
They're amazing. Old friends.
Coke was old friends with them and stuff. So
yeah.
For him, it was a catch-up, and for us, it was cool to kind of turn up and watch them play and have a few drinks and things like that in Chile. So at least most recently, that's...
Yeah.
In terms of being starstruck or whatever, because they were amazing.
Just so tight, ridiculously good.
They're amazing.
Right, another fan's question. Have there any major on-stage disasters?
Every gig.
earlier today.
We had our one earlier today.
Did you see the acoustic set?
No, I missed it. There weren't nothing on the planner for it.
Most of it was a funk jam.
Yeah.
And then the second song was the classic Virus song Lunacy, off the album Lunacy.
Yeah.
We've done the acoustic version of that, and
first time played or rehearsed.
We didn't actually know we were supposed to be doing an acoustic set until like a day ago or something.
Lovely.
Or other people's guitars. I haven't played an acoustic guitar in about 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't have one at home at the moment. Working on it.
But. My kick drums, my pedal stopped working, so it was just stuck to the skin, and you couldn't hit it. So the last half of Lunacy was just literally cymbals and snare, and it didn't have any backbeat, so it was just a mess. But up until then, it was really good fun. But that was the most recent on-stage disaster that I've had.
Like, it happened today.
I'd rather have it then than later on tonight.
Yeah.
At least it's out of the way.
Cox walked into me on stage a couple of times.
Yeah, me too, man. I kind of hit each other with your headstocks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some of the size of the venues that you play and stuff. Yeah. But it's not really disastrous.
Not really.
Just a lot of energy on stage.
Yeah.
Things get bumped into each other. And
The equipment breaks
people
down.
Get hurt.
Cymbals hands get hurt. Cables get unplugged.
I think that's what part of what makes it a true gig in band as well, is if all this stuff can go wrong and you can still make it run smoothly and not let it phase you. Because it's things that happen all the time anyway. So,
that's how you deal with it at the back.
If there was any festival in the world you could play at, which one would it be and where?
I'd really like to play Brass Pub.
Brass Pub
would be
cool.
This is our first one.
Yeah.
So
this is our first
time. This just now.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been, like, we've been looking forward to this one for so long as well, because we've had it in the pipeline for a very long time, and it feels very surreal to be actually here, just going through this whole process. It's like, so, Hellfest, Hammerfest was one of the ones that I was looking forward to for a very long time.
Yeah.
So, because I'd known about the festival,
and
I'd never had the opportunity to go, so the fact that we're playing it is even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One more. Have you got any gigs planned for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
We do. I think it's between the 6th and 8th of April, the March Against Cancer in Coventry.
Yeah.
And then 25th of June, we're Pedro Fest back down in Wales. So that's all we've got at the moment. Just probably dealing with the album first.
Yeah.
We'll get that done and hopefully start picking up some more stuff for the rest of the year.
Excellent. Thanks for the interview. Is there any last words that you'd like to pass on to our readers and your fans?
Come see us at one of our shows. We're getting booked up as soon as we can.
Keep an ear out for Evolution Apocalypse coming out hopefully towards the end of April. We'll have more updates about that really soon.
Just keep an eye out, because there's loads of really cool stuff happening, and just want to share the music with as many people as possible.
Excellent.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, man.